I don't care anymore. Let all those troubles and doctor appointments and diets and fasting go to waste. I mean, does it matter how much I weigh when Mom and Dad are getting divorced? We did our best. We did everything we could. But it didn't work. Even Farhad, who tried his best to reconcile Mom and Dad, has given up now. We're gradually coming to the conclusion that the sooner they separate, the better. Then I can give up my diet. I'm tired of living like homeless people. One day this house, one day the other, and one day Grandpa's home. We don't even eat properly. God help us. Who is it?
Shireen, are you awake?
Yes, come in.
Where's Sarah?
She's brushing her teeth.
Okay, listen, I have a great idea.
Farhad, just let it go. It won't work, okay?
What, you've given up already?
It's not true. I haven't given up. But I've become realistic. It's been 2 days since Mom and Dad met, and you come here every day and say you've got an idea. But nothing's going to change. They're going to get divorced.
No, we're not going to let them.
Farhad, why don't you grow up? Instead of thinking these foolish thoughts, you'd better think about the disaster that's going to happen. You'd better get used to it.
Nothing has happened yet.
It will, and we can do nothing about it.
Okay, now listen. Do you know what Edison wrote above his bed? He wrote, "There are 999 ways that you cannot build a lamp. If, however, you don't first try those 999 ways, you won't get to the one that actually works. Believe me, I'm going to find a way. You stay here and cry your eyes out.
Keep quiet, it's late.
Listen, Sarah, we just have to talk to Mom. Mom has got the wrong idea about Marilla. She thinks Marilla is trying to seduce Dad.
And how do you know she's not?
Oh, because you don't know Dad. He loves Mom. He can't be thinking about another woman.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to kill Marilla!
She's not the only problem, you know.
But she is! If Marilla hadn't come to the door that night, everything would be all right
now.
Tell
me, shouldn't you be in bed now?
Of course. But how can I go to sleep when I have so much on my mind? Yeah, laugh. If our parents don't patch up their quarrel by the time Tyrdad's family comes to see us, I'll be doomed.
Have you ever been to Mrs. Minou's house? Do you know the address? Don't get us lost, Ma Tabi.
No, I'm almost completely sure.
Hey, what are you doing? Be careful with your car! Look at how you're driving! There's something wrong with the brakes and these cars keep coming at me.
Unfortunately, I think our check is gonna bounce today.
Yes, ma'am. And the bank said another one of your checks bounced 2 days ago.
How about last night's money?
I already put it in your account today. That's all we've got for now.
We're short on money. A lot of money, oh dear.
How about for now?
We're short on money. A lot of money, oh dear.
How much does it come to, ma'am?
The check is for 40 million tomans, and we have another check for 8 million tomorrow. We have only 90 million tomans in our account.
Do you want me to postpone tomorrow's check for 1 week?
It's not gonna work. I'll still be short of 21 million tomans. What about the other account? Did you pull all the money out?
Yes, ma'am. I took all of it out. I just left 10,000 tomans to keep your account open.
Okay, how much is it?
4,970,000.
It won't do. We'll still be short.
Do you want me to borrow some money from a loan shark? I can take care of that.
I won't ever borrow money from a loan shark.
Then what do you want us to do?
Can't we borrow some money from Mr. Akbar?
No, no way! You don't need to concern yourself with these kind of problems. I'll take care of it.
What are we to do? I really pity her. Why did they have such a big disagreement over such a small interview?
Mrs. Izzat?
Yes, ma'am.
Sell these for me.
What's inside the box?
My gold jewelry. I think they weigh about 2 pounds or something. I've put their receipts inside, you see? It'll be great if you manage to get 20 million out of it.
Is there anything else, ma'am?
No, just keep an eye on things at the restaurant. I'll be there in an hour.
Goodbye, then.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Hello, sir.
Do you know who distributed our flyers yesterday?
Yes, sir. It isn't the same guy.
He's a fool! He went and threw several packets of our flyers in the gutter! We've paid good money for them!
Yes. What a jerk.
Mind your language.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
The food
Thanks
is delicious.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, sir.
Where is Safdar?
In the office, sir.
Hello, Akbar. Where the hell have you been?
Why are you sitting behind my desk again?
Well, this chair is so comfortable, I can't resist it. That's why I keep sitting on it. Is that a crime or what? What's wrong? Are you okay?
Your publicity guy is a fool. What's going on?
Well, you know, everything is going pretty smoothly, but we haven't attracted as many customers as I hoped.
Tell me, have you heard from your cousin, Marilla?
Well, she... Why do you ask?
Call her right now and tell her to send me her account books. And don't let her come here because I am not in the mood to see her.
Her account books? Have you found the hidden treasure?
That's none of your business. No matter what, I'll dig up some money and throw her out.
Well, what could I say? If you got some money, Akbar, I really think you should keep it. You'll have to pay your wife a lot of money after the divorce, you know.
Get out and stop talking nonsense. And pay your wife.
Three lentil stews. Come on, where are the meatballs?
Hello, sir. Hello. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
How's everything going, Essie?
Fine, fine. We're doing just fine, sir.
Give me a fork. Hurry. Hurry!
Here you are, sir.
What is this? What is this? Frozen chicken?
Sir, let
me... Be quiet! Damn fool. Look what he's bought for us. Call Mansouri right now.
What's happened, Akbar?
Call him!
Okay, but tell me what's wrong first.
Were you blind? How is it that you didn't see that he sent us frozen chicken?
Oh, you mean the frozen chicken. I was the one who told him to buy them.
You did? Who the hell are you to do that?
Well, I'll tell you, Akbar. Whenever I wanted to talk to you about the restaurant, you were preoccupied with your family issues. I thought about it, and I decided that fresh chicken are not suitable for our restaurant. What? You think I'm making this up? It's written in the Global Management book. What does it say? It says you should increase the prices, otherwise you lose money. I considered it thoroughly. We neither can increase the price nor lose money. So what can we do? Frozen chicken. Bad idea? What do you think?
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, these are the foreign chickens that they sell at a much lower price. They're okay, they are.
They're okay? Do we charge people for this kind of chicken? It's sinful money! You understand? Sinful money! Gather every frozen chicken we have in the fridge and the freezer and give them back to Mansouri. Tell him we want fresh chickens from the agriculture that I have in mind and not anywhere else.
All right, Akbar, calm down. Just don't lose your temper, will you?
What about the rice? You didn't change it, did you? Would you answer me already? Did you change the rice?
I'll call and cancel our order.
How long have you been using it?
Since last night, sir.
I want you to call those who've ordered these chickens and apologize to them. And then tell them they can order whatever they want, and you will have to pay for the food yourself.
Okay. But it's not right, Akbar. Why are you blaming me? It has nothing to do with me. You're not keeping an eye on your restaurant and your kitchen. What am I to do? Tell me. I haven't learned the ropes yet.
Why is it that you're so quick when it comes to extortion and fraud and swindling?
Didn't you say we shouldn't tell Akbar anything and that you'll explain everything to him yourself? Go on, explain. Didn't you say it was fine, cost-effective, and good? Didn't I tell you these are not the chickens that Akbar usually ordered? Essie, didn't you say if we add more spice, no one will notice?
I swear, you'll never learn. Oh, damn you.
Okay, Mr. Spy, why don't you tell him about the letter you delivered? The letter you delivered to the other restaurant.
That's none of your business.
It is my business. It is my business. Look, Akbar, I'm not sure, but I think it was a subpoena issued for you. He took it to the other restaurant and gave it to his sister. They might use it against you in some way. Why do you keep asking me all these questions? Ask him, too.
The letter was addressed to Minu, but it was sent here by mistake.
What was it?
I didn't open it. Why should I meddle in her affairs?
Was it from the family court?
It's quite possible. It's probably just to ask her to inform the court as soon as you patch up your quarrel so that they can close your case and not waste any more time.
What if it was to set a date for the court?
They wouldn't try to make matters worse between you.
How do you know all this if you didn't open the letter, you liar?
I'm going to the union. Your sister has filed a complaint against me.
Oh, yes? When you start fighting, she becomes my sister all of a sudden?
Akbar, I beg you, don't back off this time. Be careful, will you? Goodbye, Akbar. Are you happy now?
Mr. Human, do you believe in ghosts?
Of course. You sleazy, backstabbing spy, I can't stand you. Hello, I'm Ansari, how are you? Thank you, can you come to the restaurant, please? You'll come in your truck, right? Great, thanks. Come as soon as you can, it's urgent. All right, bye-bye. Thank you very much, bye-bye.
What's the matter, Mom?
Nothing, dear.
You're not going to tell me?
I gave my jewelry to Mrs. Azat this morning and asked her to sell it. She's not back yet and I'm a bit nervous.
Why do you want to sell your jewelry?
I still can't believe it, but we still owe 500 million tomans to Mohsen. He's totally untrustworthy. And one of my checks is dated for today. The banks are gonna close soon. I don't know what to do.
Have you called Miss Azat?
Yes, but I can't reach her. I've tried three times already.
Let me inform her,
sir. She might run away.
No, who might run away? She might not be wearing a scarf.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do you know how many zeros there are in a million? Nothing.
Mr. Musa?
What is the matter? Who are you?
Who are you?
Go and inform her. Tell her we have an arrest warrant.
Arrest? Arrest who?
What's going on?
Calm down,
hello,
sir.
Ma'am.
Calm down.
I have no
idea. What if you're in the way? That's her, Colonel. Arrest
Miss
her.
Miss Kirka?
Yes, that's me.
Colonel, her checks are bouncing one after the other. I won't allow anyone to swindle me out of my money. Anyone!
You'd better mind your language, sir. Do you hear me? Who are you calling a swindler, huh? Tell me. You'd better mind your step.
Be quiet, please. Madam, this man claims that the check you gave him bounced. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
I'm sorry to say we have a warrant for your arrest.
One of my workers was supposed to be here with the money. I just don't know where she is.
As if I believe you. Colonel, don't you let her fool you.
I'm not a colonel.
Fine, but don't you let her fool you. Swindling runs in their family. I even have a witness.
Witness? Who's your witness?
You'll Officer? Know soon enough.
I wanted to say I'm their son-in-law. Sorry for butting in, Mrs.
That's
Minu.
Okay.
Tell him to be respectful, otherwise I'll teach him how to talk to a lady.
Be quiet, kid.
Mind your tongue, sir. Who are you calling a kid? Forgive me, Mom. You're the kid because you're acting like one.
Station.
Okay, no problem. I'll give my explanations to your officer. Sarah, stay here until Mrs. Ezzard comes.
Excuse me, officer. Please don't do this. I promise to bring the money myself. I guarantee it. Please trust me.
When Ezzard comes back, take the money from her. Miss Matabi has the rest of it. Come to the police station and give it to this man.
Excuse me, officer. I don't get it. Can't you wait until tomorrow? I promise to bring the money in cash. I beg you, wait until tomorrow.
Cash money? No way. They've given me several checks already, and I won't trust anyone in this family.
Officer, just please, just give us
Here, Dad, dear. There's no need to worry about a thing. This problem will be solved in a couple of hours.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Then I'll come with you, ma'am. Can I do that?
Yes, sir, I'll give you the
address. Thank you, officer. Mrs. Manu, I'll go home and be back in an hour. I'll get our house's estate title. I'll see you soon.
There's no need to, Dad. Call Samira and tell her to come to the police station.
I'm coming with you, Mom.
Sarah! Don't make a scene.
1 year, you'll have made a tidy profit. There's no grafting involved.
So he plans to disguise himself as this man's nephew.
Dear Uncle!
Hello, Sharok, dear!
Dear Uncle, dear Uncle!
Our very own Dr. Sharok, gynecologist and infertility expert from India.
For 20-odd years, he didn't come looking for his mother. But now she's dead, he's on his way here to get his inheritance.
What if the real Sharok in Bombay comes here to Tehran?
He said he wouldn't be coming to Tehran for 2 months.
Seriously, there's gonna be a mess.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Pull you back.
My love, you can bet your island.
And Honey on iFilm.
Sigh, you idiot. Akbar found out about it all on his own, I swear.
It doesn't matter. There are plenty of restaurants out there that would kill to have these frozen chickens. I'll sell every last one of them by this evening.
Hey, look at that. What's a police car doing there? Are they shooting a film? Something must be going on over there.
What's going on over there?
Probably some kind of a swindle, my friend.
I better go and see what's going
on. Where
are
you going?
Let me go
It's none of your business. Are you a reporter?
Let's go call Akbar. He should know
what's
going
on. Leave it, okay? Just put this stuff in your truck. I'll tell him myself.
All right.
Go on, do it.
What's going on?
You'll know soon enough.
The health department has written a report on me?
Yes, Mr. Akbar. They've collected a nice thick file for you.
But why?
There have been several complaints. Listen, if I may be so bold, Mr. Akbar, you and your wife are very influential. Have you ever heard of a restaurant which uses plastic coverings in its kitchen instead of tiles and ceramic? It's completely preposterous.
Saburi, My restaurant isn't even ready yet.
Well, then you shouldn't have gone and opened it, should you?
Well, I did. It's none of anyone's business.
Uh-huh. Well, up to this point, it was just my business. But I can't do anything for you anymore. It's what the health department wants. I'm sorry, but you should close your restaurant.
That's it?
Well, what else, Akbar? What can I do?
It's 4:30, Sarah. Is there any news?
No.
You couldn't reach them?
No, Samira's phone is off, and Azat isn't available. Damn these cell phones. I have to go and see Dad.
What if Mrs. Minou finds out?
I cannot wait any longer. Oh, finally, you're here. We should go and see Dad.
Why?
Mom was taken to the police station.
Police station?
Then, why are we wasting time? Come, let's go.
Okay.
I got through to Miss Samira.
Thank you so much. Hello, Miss Samira. How are you? Where are you?
Hello. In the street across the court.
What's wrong?
They took Mom away.
Took away? Where to?
To the police station.
No way. Why? Did she quarrel with your father again?
No, it was her creditors doing. Her check bounced.
Which police station?
There's one near the restaurant. I think they took her there.
All right, I'm on my way. Bring the house estate title to me as soon as possible.
Estate title? She wants an estate title?
An estate title? Oh. We have the restaurant's estate title.
But you know, the restaurant is mortgaged to the bank. I'm sure about it.
She's right. I think the best option is to talk to Dad.
But Mom specifically asked me not to tell him anything.
She told you not to tell him? How can that be possible? But they're still married, aren't they?
We can't waste our time talking. Let's go.
Hello? Miss Samira, I'm sorry I kept you waiting. We're coming over right now, okay?
Hurry up.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Take this. Hello.
Hello, can I help
you? Do you know where my father is?
I haven't seen him for a couple of hours.
Sarah, Uncle Monitor is here.
Hello there, Miss Sarah and dear brothers. Welcome, how are you? To what do we owe the honor of your presence in our restaurant? How are you doing?
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, honey.
Do you know where Dad is?
He's gone to the Union. What's wrong? Has something happened?
Mom, it's nothing. We just wanted to see him.
Excuse me, Miss Sarah. I don't want to sound nosy, but I didn't see it myself, but I heard that the police surrounded your restaurant. Has something happened to your mother? Is everything okay?
No, there was just a mistake. Everything's okay now.
Thank God. Well, you know, these things happen sometimes.
Yes.
Anyway, if you ever find yourself in trouble, let me know. I have some good connections that could help her if she's arrested.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
Thank you. We really don't need your help, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we go to Dad's office and talk in private, please?
Oh, of course, honey. I'm coming.
This way, please. How handsome these children are. I'm impressed. Go ahead and serve some tea to our guests. Come on.
Yeah, right away, sir.
Well, what's wrong?
Mom was taken to the police station.
The police station? When and why?
Look, Saburi. My wife and I had some disagreements. I'm sure she has something to do with this problem.
She's even filed a complaint against
you. You see?
Well, not against you personally, but against the name of your restaurant.
But I'm fine with the name, and she can call her restaurant number two if she likes. But the original one has always belonged to me.
Akbar, you're being stubborn again. Now listen, get off your high horse and listen to me. If you go on like this, your case will go to the council, and I won't be able to do anything for you or your case anymore. Let me take care of this. Listen, let's settle this health issue first, and then we'll decide who can be number one and who can be number two. Yeah?
I don't know. You can do what you want.
He's not available.
Then call him again. Call him.
It's ringing.
I'm busy now. I'll call you later.
He hung up. Ugh.
Your report says that you use foreign frozen chicken and Indian rice at your restaurant. I couldn't believe it. Why are you doing this, Akbar?
So that's what the age of information means. Believe me, you've got it wrong, Sabori. It was only for one night, and as soon as I found out, I sent them back on their way.
Come on, Akbar. You're not managing the place yourself? What?
Yes, I am.
You are not. You're not.
I told you, I will call you back.
Dad, they took Mom!
Let's talk about it later. I can't talk right now.
He turned his phone off.
That's because you thought it was a good idea to mention your mother.
No way.
Uncle.
Oh, all right, all right. Miss Samira is waiting for all of us. We have to go. Wait a minute. First, we have to get the estate title of my father's house. Let's go. It's getting late.
Let's go, then.
Aren't you going to eat your dinner?
Hey, she's talking to you, lady. If you aren't eating it, send it over here. Hey!
You don't look like a drug addict or a loose woman. Are you a swindler?
Mrs. Minukerka?
That's me.
Let's go.
Here, do you see this? I also used to be an officer myself.
I really respect you, sir. Here you go. But it's really out of my hands. The colonel has gone out to arrest some thugs and bring them in.
Don't worry, Grandpa. It's going to be all right.
Just look what they've put us through, Samira.
Don't worry, it'll be okay.
Hello, Captain.
Hello. You may go.
What took you so long? I thought I'd have to stay the night here or something.
Just look at all the trouble you've made for yourself, girl.
The commanding officer isn't here, so they're not accepting the estate title. We have to wait.
When will he be back?
We don't know. Maybe in the morning.
I won't let my daughter stay here overnight. She doesn't belong here.
As you know very well, there's nothing I can do.
All right, then. We have no choice but to wait for the colonel to return from his mission.
I won't have all of you. Just one or two of you can stay here.
Father, if you don't mind, why don't you take the children home? Miss Samira and I will stay here.
Absolutely not. You take the kids home. You go home, too. I'll stay here.
Are the kids here as well?
They're coming.
What happened, Miss Samira?
Nothing yet. We have to wait for the commanding officer.
What am I going to tell her mother? She'll die if she finds out.
There's no way I'm going home without Mom.
All right, then I'll have to stay here and see what I can do.
Oh, it's Tear Dad calling. What should I say?
Stay here and see what I can do.
Oh, it's Tear Dad calling. What should I say?
You can tell him they released Mom.
You mean she should lie?
No, tell him the truth and disgrace her family.
Hello? Hi, how are you? Thanks. Yes, I'm fine. No, don't worry. It's okay, we're settled in. No. Mom's lawyer came here.
Yes, don't tell Shireen. She'll make a scene.
Dear God, please send me some help.
We took care of everything. Yes, thank you so much.
Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Two eggplant dips, three chicken kebabs. We get these two orders ready and send them out.
Yes, Father.
Don't call me Dad, you worthless fool.
What? What's wrong, Father?
When you asked me for her hand in marriage, I told you she's my only daughter. Did I or didn't I?
What happened, Father?
Up to this moment, I didn't want you to divorce. But seeing the kind of person you are, the way you've been handling this, I'll insist on it from now on.
Why don't you tell me what's happened?
What kind of a man would let his wife spend the night in the police station? Bravo, Akbar. Well done. And you call yourself a man?
Where are you? What police station? Just tell me where you are and I'll be there in no time.
No need for you to come. Her dad is not dead yet. And she doesn't need someone like you. Don't you dare answer your father's calls. I'm serious. You hear me?
Why don't they answer?
What is it, Akbar?
Give me my coat and wallet.
Okay. Here you go. What happened, Akbar?
Where is that guy, Mohsen?
The one who cashes the checks? He must be with Javadi. How should I know? Why ask me about it? Akbar, where are you going? What are you looking at? What? This isn't a zoo! You idiots! Get back to work! You're keeping the customers in the restaurant waiting! Hey, Essie.
Yes?
Send another kebab to the manager's office, okay? Make it medium rare.
Okay, I will.
Thank you very much.
Who told you to do something like that, Mohsen? You went too far. Too far. You should not have done that.
Mr. Javadi.
That's how one should treat these kinds of people. Didn't you say I shouldn't go against them? You should have seen that woman shaking in her boots.
If Mr. Akbar finds out, you'll be dead meat for sure. Mark my words.
He didn't even come out to see what's going on. If he was a man, he wouldn't let his wife spend the night in the police station.
If you're a man, say these things to his face.
I will. You think I'm afraid of him?
You scumbag, do you understand?
Has some teeth. Help! Help!
Out! Out, get off me! Let me go, please! No!
Help! Help! Help somebody! Help! Hello! Hello! Help!
Oh.
Ow!
Oh, let me go! Please, please! Please, let me go! Forgive me, please!
Greetings, sir. It's good to see you here, sir. Nice to see you. Sir! Hello!
Mrs. Izzat.
Oh, hello there, ma'am. What are you doing here at this hour?
You tell me, you were supposed to come back with the money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got into trouble,
ma'am. Did somebody steal the jewelry?
No. The officers took it from me. They're keeping it at the police station. I've just come back from the hospital. Those damn brakes finally got me into trouble.
You ran somebody over?
Will you shut up?
Shut your trap already. Why don't you go back to sleep? A motorcyclist appeared before me, right out of the blue, and I don't know who stole my cell phone. Fortunately, I had the jewelry with me. The cops took it away from me. I have to spend the night here, and they'll send my case to court in the morning. I don't want to stay here very long.
You aren't hurt, are you, I hope?
No. The motorcyclist was unconscious. But fortunately, he's doing a lot better now.
Oh, thank God.
Ma'am, I'm really sorry,